best you can tonight. I want to get up and move out early tomorrow, and nobody knows what we'll run into at the end of the road. Somebody grumbled something about if I wanted him to sleep, why did I not shut up and let him get to work? I could not keep my eyes open myself, although it had not been that long since I had wakened by Shvetya's throne. In fact, my mind seemed to be shutting down. I said, "Forget everything else. I'm going to take my own advice. Where's a place I can wrap my blanket around me and lie down before I collapse?" The only open space was back at the tail end of the company. All my flying companions except Tobo had to migrate back there. I had planned to eat before I slept, but exhaustion overwhelmed me before I swallowed my third bite of demon's food. My final reflection concerned whether God could overlook one of the faithful accepting a gift from one of the damned. An interesting exercise. God knows all. Therefore, God knew what Shvetya was doing and allowed him to do it. Therefore, it must be God's will that we benefit from the demon's generosity. It would be a sin to defy God's will. Chapter 96. I dreamed strange dreams. Of course I did. Was not Shvetya in my mind? Was I not in the haunted place of glittering stone? Stone remembered, and stone wanted me to know. I was in another place then, in a time not my own. I was Shvetya, as the demon experienced the world, everywhere at once, a pale imitation of God. I could be everywhere at once because by staring at the floor surrounding my throne, I connected with my realm as a whole. We became one knowledge, the singer and the song. Men were moving across my face, a large band. I knew time differently from mortals, but I understood that it had been ages since this had happened last. Mortals did not cross me anymore, not often. Never in numbers like this. There was enough sleepy there for me to recognize Shvetya's memory of the coming of the captured before they stumbled into Soulcatcher's trap. Why would the demon want me to see this? I knew this story. Murgan had shared it with me several times to make sure it got recorded in the annals just the way he wanted. There was no solid feeling of a personality surrounding me. Yet I felt a mild pressure to abandon curiosity, to turn outward from questions, to cease being a viewpoint, to let the flower unfold. I should have paid more attention to Uncle Doge. The ability to abandon the self would have been a useful talent at a time like this. Time was different for the demon, definitely. But he tried to accommodate the ephemeral mortal, to get to the point, to provide the information he thought I would find useful. I watched the whole adventure, including the great and desperate escape that had devoured Bucket, and had allowed Willow the chance to remain in the story as a pawn of wickedness. And I did not understand immediately, because at first I observed only the finer details of a story already known in outline. I was not completely stupid. I caught on. The question had occurred to me before, but had not been critical. Now, I just needed to reclaim enough self to recall that I had asked it.